For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being mean so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give. For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.
The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Have any of you out there been watching the tuning into this DNC, this Democrat National Convention? I got to be honest with you. It reminds me a little bit of the Oscars. This is Drew Allen, by the way, guest hosting today for the Power Hour. Very happy to be here with you all. You can call me the Millennial Minister of Truth. That's what people call me. The left hates that, of course. But I feel like I'm watching the Oscars. I mean, there is zero self-awareness whatsoever going on in Chicago at the DNC. I mean, it is just a love fest like the Oscars. I mean, they are completely out of touch with the American people, and I love it. I love it. I mean, they are so desperate to believe the lies that they've been telling themselves for so long. And I've got to tell you, this whole Kamala Harris is so popular, Kamala Harris is going to beat Trump, and so on and so forth. You know, this is nothing more than a typical psyop, you know, a psychological operation to convince you that you don't have a chance, you know, to get you on defense again. But this is not resonating with the American people. And I am thoroughly enjoying this DNC because I've never seen so much transparency by the Democrat Party. You know, this has been abandoned over the last 3.5 years, certainly, maybe before then even. But it used to be in the old days, right, with Bill Clinton, for example. You know, they run to the center. They campaign as these moderates and centrists. And then as soon as they get into office, they go about trying to pass their radical legislation. And of course, the Democrat Party today is a hard communist party. There's no doubt about that when you hear Kamala Harris's policies and so on and so forth. And we'll get into some of that. You know, look, there's a lot to get to. I'll play some clips. You don't have to go burden yourself. You know, what is Kamala Harris? Unburdening ourselves from the whatever. You don't have to burden yourselves by watching this disaster that is the DNC. I mean, it is a disaster for them, but they don't know it. And that's what's so enjoyable about it. I've got a bunch of clips I want to play. Most of them are from Tuesday. Barack Obama, Michelle Obama. Look, you've heard, I mean, Hillary Clinton spoken. They had Oprah, the most oppressed black woman in America. Oprah, you know, just such a victim of white racism in America to become a billionaire with all of those white viewers over the years. She spoke, of course, you know, I mean, we're supposed to hate billionaires. That's what we're told. But there she was. They had Bill Clinton there. Bill Clinton spoke as well. I mean, they've got everybody. They're paying, you know, $500,000 a pop for these performers to come in and entertain people. It's stunning. And then, of course, outside the DNC, you have the pro-Palestinian protests. They're clashing with cops. It looks like a big insurrection. Those are Democrat voters as well. So much to get into here. But first and foremost, I'll just say this. I mean, who has been president for the past 3.5 years? Who is it? I mean, if you watch the DNC, you would leave certain that Donald J. Trump has been running the country for the last 3.5 years. I mean, it is astounding to listen to them discuss the last 3.5 years like he was running the country. We can't have, and I'll play the clips, but, you know, we can't have another 4 years of Donald Trump. I mean, this is the quintessential. This is like what I'm offering you today really is a masterclass, a PhD course in the Democrat Party and their philosophy, their ideology, and so on and so forth. It's all on display here. The Democrat Party has had control of the country for the last 3.5 years. And not just that. Remember, they had Barack Obama for 8 years, and then we had Trump for 4 years, and then we've had Joe Biden. So over the last 16 years almost, right, 4 presidential elections, we've only had power, the Republicans, that is, the right, on one occasion for 4 years. So 12 of those 16 years has been Democrat Party control, and they've passed their legislation. And things always get worse under Democrat Party control, and yet they're always blaming someone else. And they're always saying, you know, we just need more of your liberty. You know, we just need more of your liberty, and then you'll be happy. You just give us this. Give us another chance. Vote for us again. I mean, it is absurd. Politics in the Democrat Party especially. It is the only profession on the planet that I've seen where people run on, you know, their promises versus their merits and what they've accomplished. It's like some NFL head coach. You know, losing every single game in the season, but they get the job again because they tell, you know, the fans, well, you know, my intention was to win every game. I intended to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, we won one game this season, but, you know, I wanted to. And just if you just give me another chance, I will win the Super Bowl, you know, and they win one game again. I intend to win the Super Bowl. Just give me one more. This is the Democrat Party. But go ahead and cue up cut one. I want you to hear this. Scott Jennings has been the one lone voice of sanity on the CNN panel throughout this DNC. I mean, he is bright. He's on the money. He takes the words right out of my mouth. But I want you to hear his commentary about all these wonderful speeches they're giving from the Democrats up there on stage, from Barack Obama to Michelle Obama and so on and so forth. Listen to what Scott Jennings' analysis is. Go ahead and play cut one.
In all these speeches, as good as they were, is that she's in the White House right now. Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. And for all of the talk about division and the problems in the country and people are hurting, Democrats have mostly controlled this country. Trump had it for four. The Obamas and Biden had it for the rest of the time. And somehow, it's still all Trump's fault, and somehow she hasn't been at the center of it. So to me, that's still the glaring hole in this campaign that hasn't yet been solved at the convention. How do you explain all of the problems that will be solved by the person who is currently in there for the last 3.5 years who is supposed to already be working on solving it?
I mean, he's exactly right. I mean, this is the big problem for the Democrat Party. I mean, they expect, of course, and there are many stupid people in this country. There's no doubt about that. There's plenty of sheep. But are there enough of them? And I don't think there are. Not even close. I mean, at the end of the day, people are concerned about what's happening in the country. The financial, the economy. And there is, they were delivered, the Democrats were delivered a blow yesterday, I believe it was. We have found out that the U.S. added 818,000 fewer jobs than we were told by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Democrat Party. See, all of this is smoke and mirrors. It's all a mirage. Kamala Harris is as fake as the economy. None of it's real. They're trying to make perception your reality, and you have to push back against that and resist. You have to be strong, fortify your mind, have conviction here. This is for all the marbles, folks. So the U.S. added 818,000 fewer. So when I say, let me read it this way. So you've got, because this is deja vu, we've heard this before. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Biden administration, they overstated. They overstated the number of jobs created over the past year. That would be from March of 2023 to this year, March of 2024. So overstated is governments speak for lied. So they lied. They told us they created nearly 1 million jobs, and those jobs were never created. And the reason I say this is deja vu is because, in fact, it did happen before. This happened in December of 2022. We found out the news. Remember back then, the Democrat Party, the media, same thing. They were telling us what a rip-roaring, wonderful economy we had. Now, we went to the grocery store, and we saw our bills come in for electricity and everything else, and we said, wait a minute, I'm poor. I'm getting poorer and poorer because of something called inflation and your policies. I'm seeing CNN and I'm seeing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They're telling me that my life is wonderful, but it doesn't seem to add up. They want to make perception reality. So we learned in December 2022, of course, was this right after the midterm elections, that the Philadelphia Fed did a little digging and revealed that the Biden administration had overstated the number of jobs created in the U.S. during the second quarter, right, of that fiscal year by more than 1 million. So in Q2 of 2022, fiscal year 2022, quarter two, the Biden administration told us they created over 1 million jobs. And then we find out in December, after they've told us and used those numbers to convince the American people that their policies were working, the Democrat Party policies were wonderful, amazing, and so on and so forth, well, then they drop a bomb and said, actually, you know, we just looked, and our report found that only 10,500 new jobs were created between March and June. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that incredible? So that's deja vu. So, by the way, do you think that the Bureau of Labor Statistics is just incompetent, or do you think there's something else going on? And by the way, I do want to open up the phone lines here, and we'll get to your calls after the first break, I think. If you'd like to call into the show and have a conversation or argue with me, whatever. But let's stay on topic here. You can call 844-769-2944 and press 1. So again, the phone number to call in, 844-769-2944. So we'll see if we have any callers that are interested in weighing in and getting their thoughts on this DNC and what's going on. But anyway, so here we go. This mirage of an economy, right? 818,000 fewer jobs than thought. And the reason I bring this up now is because in the midst of this news, right, this disastrous economic news, and by the way, the last time we had a downgrade like this was 2009. So this is like the second worst ever. What happened in 2009? The Great Recession, of course. So we are sitting on pins and needles here in the United States of America, living on borrowed time right now. And of course, the Democrat Party, and look, I mean, the establishment in general has no interest in fixing the economy. They just want to run up the debt further. And the Democrat Party, of course, has a more sinister agenda. They want to establish Soviet-style communism here in the United States of America. You've heard Kamala Harris say that. But, you know, I want to jump around here. Cue up cut four. I just want to drive this home. Here is Kamala Harris. She hasn't spoken yet at the convention. That's coming. But this is her on the quote-unquote campaign trail, talking about what she'll do when she's president. Cut four, go.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families. And when I am president, I will bring down the cost of groceries by making sure markets are competitive and fair.
I mean, this is what I'm talking about. They're running like Donald Trump is the incumbent here. They're acting like she had nothing to do with this administration. Of course, she has signed off on. She has praised Joe Biden. She has not disagreed with a single policy. And in fact, she brags, and Joe Biden recently bragged, that she was the tie-breaking vote in the Senate to push through that Inflation Reduction Act, which, by the way, Joe Biden admitted later, even CNN analysts admitted later, that it had nothing to do with addressing inflation. And in fact, it did not. It did the opposite. It caused additional inflation, and it was a Green New Deal. So she's a disaster. I mean, this is the thing. You out there who are a business owner, I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, if you have a convenience store, if you run a Taco Bell franchise, I don't care how big or small the business is. The point is, these people, whether it's Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, whether it is Joe Biden, whether it is Kamala Harris now, they are not qualified to be the janitor at a school. They don't have the acumen or understanding or experience to do the most basic of jobs. And I'm not attacking people who are janitors. I'm pointing out the fact that these people want to run the country. People are willing to vote for these people and elect them to the highest office in the land, the most powerful position on the planet, and they are not qualified to do a basic job. They don't have any experience, but somehow they're qualified, and you're going to give this person the power to have this insane amount of control and influence over your life and what happens to your country and your future and your kids' future? There's a disconnect here with Democrats. So anyway, on Tuesday, right, basically the day before, I guess, that it was announced that that we got this revision about the economy, how bad it was, well, you had a presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, say that, you know, she was going to be supporting President Biden's tax proposals for 2025, which include a 44.6% capital gains rate and a 25% tax on unrealized gains. Now, this is insane. This isn't novel. This was touted by Joe Biden. My point is, she's such an economic illiterate, or worse, she's a communist, which she is, that this is her proposal. She's supporting this. So we have a just horrific economy right now. We need the opposite, of course, in terms of government policies. And in the midst of this news that they lied to us and we created 1 million fewer jobs than they said they did, they want to go forward with a 25% tax on unrealized gains. Now, I mean, both of these are insane. The idea that you should be punished anyway as an American citizen for success, right? You make a good investment or something like that, and they want to take 44.6% of the profits. I mean, that's insane. But this 25% tax on unrealized gains is absolutely absurd. I mean, they're probably Democrats. Maybe there are none listening, but maybe there are. And so I know you don't know what an unrealized gain is. You know, this is a appreciating asset. So, you know, you buy a stock for $100 and it, you know, goes up by $10. Well, you're going to pay a tax on that $10, even if you don't sell the stock. So they're unrealized gains. Now, they're targeting people that have $100 million or more. That's what they're saying with this unrealized capital gains tax. It doesn't really matter. Some people out there would say, well, this doesn't affect me. Yes, it will affect you. I've got a couple stories here to explain that. California, for example, You know, you've heard these stories of Joe Rogan, of Elon Musk, of all these businesses and billionaires and wealthy people fleeing the state of California. Why? Because punitive taxes. And so they're going elsewhere. Well, this is going to happen on steroids with these high net worth individuals. If this goes through, they're going to put their money elsewhere. They're going to park it elsewhere. They're going to take jobs with them elsewhere to other countries. That's what the inevitable conclusion. These people don't want to live in reality. So it's unbelievable. So, you know, you buy a house for $100,000 and, you know, a few years later, it's valued at $500,000 and they want to tax you 25% on the appreciation of that asset, $400,000 worth, even though you don't actually have that money. I mean, these are these communists. These are these people that are absolutely lunatics. But, you know, I do not see. I mean, what I see from this DNC is she's losing popularity, quote unquote, whatever popularity she had. And I had another story here. I don't know if I want to spend a bunch of time on it. I think it's enough to tell you that many of these polls you've seen where she has shown kind of a successful bid to defeat Donald Trump, right? She's polling ahead of him by a percentage or two or three. Well, in the worst case, these polls are not actually being transparent about the pool of people that they're interviewing, whether they're Republicans or Democrats and how many in the breakdown. But in other cases, we know that they're oversampling Democrats. So this is what I'm saying. Everything you're being fed is a total mirage, a total lie, a fabrication. Perception has to be reality. But cue up cut two here. This is Obama. I want you to hear him again. Just the lack of self-awareness here is astounding. Go ahead and play cut two for me.
We do not need four more years of bluster and bumbling and chaos. We have seen that movie before, and we all know that the sequel is usually worse.
What is he talking about? Who's been president for the past 3.5 years, almost 4 years again? We don't want to see the sequel. No, the sequel we don't want to see is the sequel to this one, the current sequel you're trying to write and force down the American people's throat. You know, when he took Joe Biden out back to the dumpster and shanked him in the back and replaced him with Kamala Harris at the convention. And by the way, I mean, it's been comical to me to watch how they treated Joe Biden. I mean, this guy is just totally ignored. He should be the star of this convention, right? I mean, he's the current president of the United States. It's supposedly his decision to step down out of selflessness and hand the reins over to Kamala Harris. And yet, you know, they put him on at midnight, you know, whatever, Tuesday night that was, I think, you know. And then they bring out the big dogs, you know, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, all these predecessors to come out and speak. And Joe Biden just kind of gets forced out there and shoved aside. I mean, I've just never seen anything like this in my life. But anyway, now cue up cut three. This should make you particularly upset. This is the sheer hypocrisy. And so if you're a Democrat out there, I cannot comprehend how you support these people, actually, because you have people who have succeeded by fleecing you and who are now telling you, you know, that you should be upset with, you know, other rich people, but not them. Go ahead and play cut three, Michelle Obama.
That anyone can succeed if given the opportunity. She and my father didn't aspire to be wealthy. In fact, they were suspicious of folks who took more than they needed. They understood that it wasn't enough for their kids to thrive if everyone else around us was drowning. So my mother volunteered at the local school. She always looked out for the other kids on the block.
So, you know, there she is. I mean, my parents didn't aspire to be wealthy. So it's interesting because the Obamas, of course, have aspired for nothing but immense wealth and power. And here she is talking about that very aspiration that they have themselves being a negative. But, of course, it's only a negative in other people. You know, these communists all want immense wealth and power themselves, and they want to deprive you of having it. They want to control you. They want to remove opportunity for you. It's okay that they rose to power, but that's because they view themselves as superior. They believe in a caste system. This is the Democrat mentality. You see, socialism, fascism, communism, all that is predicated on this belief that there is no equality. and that man is not capable of self-determination and improving his own life and circumstances. This is why Barack Obama, when he was president, and I remember being shocked by this because I was living in Italy at the time, working in Italy in Milan. And he said, you know, all this, you didn't build that, trying to play into this idea that you can do nothing and accomplish nothing without the government. And this is the dangerous ideology that leads to tyranny, because, look, we need as citizens, as human beings, we need structure. We need some form of government. We have to organize. And it's in our nature that we need this structure, if you will, and organization. And the problem is, throughout most of mankind's history until the United States of America, everyone was willing to accept some form of tyranny, whether it was an emperor in ancient Rome, you know, the ancient Israelites asking for a king, you know, whether it's monarchies and so on and so forth. People will trade in their freedom because they want someone to offer them the comfort of some sort of organization, even if it leads to your slavery. So this is their attitude. And I just cannot believe it. I mean, Michelle Obama got paid, I think last year, the year before, $750,000 for a 1-hour speech she gave. Has anyone asked Michelle Obama if that was maybe excessive, if that was too much? Here she is lecturing people about, man, my parents, you know, thought that, you know, you had this, you only needed this much money. I mean, who's going to decide that? Is it too much that you were worth over $70 million, Barack and Michelle Obama? I mean, do you really need 3 or 4 houses, all worth $10 million a pop? The one in Martha's Vineyard, the one in D.C. where you're running the shadow presidency, the one in Hawaii, wherever all these different homes are. Why do you really need all that money? No, it's okay for them, but it's not okay for you. So the Democrat voter is a sheep. They represent, the lowest form of humanity that unfortunately has been the plight of man for most of our history since we stood up on two legs. And so they believe that they need the government. They do not believe they can accomplish anything themselves, and they're jealous and they're angry. They do not view successful people as you know, role models. And the solution for these people is through their jealousy is, you see 10 people, 9 out of 10 are doing well. Well, instead of uplifting that one to the position of the other 9, no, you've got to bring the other 9 down to the level of the 1. All right, we're going to take a short break here. When we get back on the other side, much more to follow. Call that phone number, and we will have a conversation on air. Back after this.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-800-800. 878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
Discover the benefits of vitamin B17 and its potential role in supporting overall health and well-being with our Power Hour partner, Richardson Nutritional Center. Their natural bitter apricot seeds and vitamin B17 capsules have high levels of B17, also known as amygdalin, which is a naturally occurring compound found in plant-based sources. At Richardson Nutritional Center store, they prioritize your health and satisfaction. Their Laetril vitamin B17 capsules are carefully manufactured under strict quality standards to ensure purity and potency. Buy Laetril B17 capsules or bitter apricot seeds today and embark on a natural journey towards wellness. To order, visit thepowerhour.com, click on the Partners tab, or call us at 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We are what we eat, what we drink, and what we breathe, and how we think. However, it is most important how we think so that we make the appropriate decisions on what we eat, drink, and breathe, says Dr. Eric Llewellyn, Holistic Advisory Board member of the Royal Society of Health in the UK. Only Grown by Nature offers true, organic, whole food supplements that have been proven by multiple peer-reviewed studies to be superior in not only absorption, but retention, and most importantly, utilization within our bodies. The marketing is supported by a foundation of truth in supplementation. Grown by Nature offers and delivers to you and your body whole food nutrients that are lacking in today's diets. To order, call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
I've got this story just before I move on. I mean, headline, California advances zero down, no payment home loans for undocumented immigrants. I mean, what could possibly go wrong here, right? I mean, this is just incredible to me. And by the way, you've got to understand something about the Democrat Party. I mean, this is baked in to communism, baked in to leftism, if you will. You can read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and understand this. You know, the Democrats intentionally create problems and crises, right? Let no crisis go to waste or whatever. Rahm Emanuel, one of the Emanuel brothers, said famously, and that's true. So, you know, the solutions that the Democrats offer are more government control, and they want to take more of your freedom, but they have to orchestrate the economic circumstances, the peril that you face and experience in order to present those as solutions. So by nature, the Democrat Party is never going to solve any problems. That is not their objective. Their objective is to create problems so they can use those to convince you to give you more of their liberty. That's how it works. So, you know, the federal government takes over the education system, you know, in the 1960s or so. And what happens with literacy rates? They plummet. Education gets worse. What do the Democrats do? They propose additional government intervention. They want to remove standards and testing and so on and so forth, right? They want to bring the nine down to the level of the one. So this is what they're always doing. It's not that complicated to understand. But I want to talk more about this DNC because, again, this is a PhD, a master course on who these people are and why you should be frightened by them. I admire one thing about Barack Hussein Obama, and that is his megalomaniacal arrogance. No, I don't like that as a quality. I don't think that's a virtue. But he cannot help himself but telling us who he is and who the Democrats are and what they stand for. And you can learn a lot from Barack Obama as he slips. I mean, in the pandemic, when they shut the economy down and destroyed our lives and livelihoods and set our children back many, many years and raised suicide rates and alcoholism and so on and so forth. Well, he went on a podcast at one point and, you know, he talked about how this was an opportunity, right? I mean, the pandemic was an opportunity to reorient the body politic, he said. So they're trying to push us towards embracing that which is anti-American, this dependence on government, this socialism, which now is communism. I mean, the root of it's all the same. Socialism is the root of communism and fascism. The only difference, folks, is that under fascism, private enterprise is allowed to exist as long as it is subservient and does the bidding of the state. Under communism, you are not allowed private ownership, right? It's all state controlled. But at the end of the day, it's about government dependence. Cue up cut five. I want you to hear this. This is Barack Obama again during his speech. I want you to listen carefully because he talks about the government. And he highlights a difference between his view of government and Democrats' view of the government and our view as free American citizens, what our view of the government is. Go ahead and play cut five.
Now, it won't be easy. The other side knows it's easier to play on people's fears and cynicism, always has been. They will tell you that government is inherently corrupt, that sacrifice and generosity are for suckers. And since the game is rigged, it's okay to take what you want and just look after your own.
The other side
knows. That's the easy path.
The other side knows. I mean, this guy talks like a clown. One of the big lies, too, is that Barack Obama is intelligent and he's a great orator. He's not. I mean, the guy cannot read off of a teleprompter. And he bizarrely, he's not a good communicator. I've tried to listen to his podcast before, you know, to draw clips from my own shows. And he's like a caricature of a human being. He's trying so hard to impress and put on this persona and the way he does it. He talks like this, takes these pauses, big pregnant pauses, because I want you to know how smart, how much smarter, in fact, I am than you. And he's a dullard. So there he is, and he talks about how, you know, we want you to believe that the government is inherently corrupt. The government is inherently corrupt. I mean, this is the problem with people who fall into this trap of depending on government and believing that government's their savior. It's like, okay, on the one hand, you have the private sector and Democrats and Barack Obama, these people claim that it's full of corruption, right? Corrupt people occupy those positions. You think those people aren't going to go and occupy government and seek control and power there as well? Barack Obama, Joe Biden, the Clintons, these are the most corrupt people on the planet. And they're all in government. So this idea that we're supposed to believe that government is some benevolent force that we shouldn't fear, that's the mistake. That's the problem. But that's what the Democrats believe. I mean, of course, as long as you're a Democrat, you're an angel. I mean, that's what they believe. I mean, you got Doug Imhoff over here who, banged his nanny, got her pregnant, and then paid for her abortion. These are the people we're dealing with, and Bill Clinton, of course, and his whole history and everything else. But, you know, they overlook it if you're a Democrat. If you're a Democrat, you are perfect. It's like the belief in the Pope being infallible. I mean, they can do no wrong. I mean, this is the real cult. The cult is the Democrat Party. It's not on the right. It's not anywhere else. It's on that side. But, you can learn a lot from Barack Obama and what he says. So what have we learned so far? Let's recap here about who the Democrats are, what they believe. Well, they hate the wealthy people except for themselves, right? They attack wealthy people except for themselves. Every rich person sucks except for, you know, them in politics. And the highest calling, according to Democrats, is not to be a mother or father, not to be a family man, not to be a business owner, not to create jobs. The highest calling anyone can have in their life is to be a Democrat politician. That's the best. And notice all these people, Barack Obama, the Clintons, they go into office worth like $1 million. Nothing. They're not rich people. And then when they emerge from office, they become enormously wealthy. They didn't sacrifice. They don't go into public service to sacrifice and serve. Donald Trump's the only one who's lost net worth while he was in office. And this is the way it was supposed to be. This is the way the founders intended. You make your success elsewhere. You learn how the world works. And you go and you sacrifice for your country. You give back through service. But think about this too, and I've contemplated and talked about this on my own podcast, The Drew Allen Show, oftentimes. But think about this. What's the congressional salary like, you know, $190,000, $170,000? You know, it's a good salary. I want you to think about these Democrats that are in these offices. That's more money than they could ever be paid in the private sector. You think that, you know, what's his name? The one that banged Fang Fang, the spy. You think that Eric Swalwell has the skill set, the experience to earn nearly $200,000 in the private sector? You think someone would pay him that for what? What is his skill? Banging Chinese spies? I mean, that's not going to pay you $200,000 a year. And so for these people, it's a career. It's the best opportunity. The least successful, the dumbest people in our society become Democrat politicians. Some Republicans too. But that's the thing. It's reversed. It shouldn't be that way. It should be the opposite. You should have the most successful. I mean, you have Donald Trump, who's been enormously successful. We've actually experienced 4 years under him, a successful presidency. We know what it looks like. We know our lives were better. And they want us to attack him. They want to treat him like he's a bad person because he just succeeded in the private sector. And meanwhile, you have Joe Biden, who made $27 million for his family while he was VP. That's supposed to be celebrated? Fleecing the American taxpayer? Getting rich after you serve in office? That's supposed to be celebrated? But success in the private sector you're supposed to attack? Unbelievable. What else do they believe? Well, apparently they don't like success. Cue up cut six. This is somebody, I don't care who it is, somebody speaking at the DNC. Tim Walz has said this himself. It's a big talking point, attacking J.D. Vance, Donald Trump's VP pick. But listen to this about J.D. Vance. Cut six, go.
Left. Now, J.D. Vance likes to talk about how he's from Ohio. But as soon as he could, he ran away to Yale and Silicon Valley, cozying up with billionaires while trashing our communities.
Cozying up to billionaires? I mean, how many billionaires are at this Democrat National Convention? Didn't Oprah just speak? How about that billionaire? Who are you guys cozying up to? How about the Obamas that are worth nearly $100 million, north of $70 million, certainly, with all their homes, living in the whitest places they possibly can? How about those? Oh, okay. Oh, it's okay when Democrats do it. But here's the thing. Ran away to Yale. Firstly, you know, he wrote a memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. It's been made into a movie. You know, J.D. Vance grew up, raised by his grandparents in a dysfunctional environment and family, certainly. His mother was a drug addict. He grew up in abject poverty. He didn't run away to Yale. He ran away to the Marine Corps. And then when he got back from the Marines after serving 4 years, he went to Ohio State, I think it was. But he stayed in Ohio and went to university there. And then he went off to Yale. And by the way, since when is going to Yale for a Democrat? When is this some kind of negative thing? So, and I heard Tim Walz. It's hilarious. So he spoke at the convention, too. I don't have the clip. I get tired of hearing them myself. I don't want to overload. But, you know, Tim Walz here, you know, he's out there bragging about how when he was a teacher, he taught, you know, 28 students and not a single one of them went to Yale. What is he bragging about? He's a crappy teacher? None of your students went to Ivy League? Is that where we are? You see, the Democrat Party and the DNC, what we're seeing is a celebration of mediocrity. The Democrat Party is celebrating mediocrity. Tim Walz is an entirely mediocre person. Kamala Harris is entirely mediocre. All of these people they're propping up are mediocre. They couldn't succeed in the private sector. They couldn't do anything. They don't have any actual skills, but they become Democrat Party politicians, and they lie. I guess if they have a skill, they're good liars. I mean, Tim Walz being the perfect example, lying about his service record, still going out there and lying about it, and then gaslighting us saying, I served in the military and the National Guard. How dare you question my – shut up. Shut up, Tim. Tim, tampon Tim out there putting tampons in the men's bathroom. I mean, this guy's a creep. Cue up cut seven. I want you to hear. So Tim Walz is a creepy dude. You've seen him out there. He's very odd. He's very bizarre. He's out there dancing. He's awkward. And then you've got Doug Imhoff, who's a castrated, emasculated man who is living in the shadow of his wife, Kamala Harris, his second wife or third wife, if you include the nanny that he banged and then paid for the abortion. But anyway, you know, the left wants to redefine masculinity, right? So here's Dana Bash, cut seven. Go ahead. This is her talking about the Tim Walz and Imhoff. These are guys we should be trying to structure our lives around. This is who I should try to be. Go ahead.
But they are doing so in trying to put forward male figures, Tim Walz being one of them, Doug Imhoff last night, who can speak to men out there who might not be the sort of testosterone-laden, gun-toting kind of guy who wants to listen to Hulk Hogan and the kind of players that came out of the RNC, or might want to listen to that, but also, in addition, understand that it's okay in 2024 to be a man comfortable in his own skin who supports a woman. And that's something that they really are trying to work on with male voters beyond the base.
Abby, we were talking.
this is what we're really trying to work on with the base. We want more, men like Tim Walz and Doug Imhoff. Male figures, don't be like John Wayne or Clint Eastwood. Be like Barack Obama, who throws a baseball like a girl, literally. I mean, this is what we're supposed to celebrate in society. Nobody wants this. Nobody wants this. This isn't manhood. And I'm sorry. Look, so I'm married. I've got one daughter who's 17 months old. I've got another daughter that is coming into this world. Quite the world, but she's coming into this world, due in early January. So I'm girl dad here, I guess. And my wife is very smart, very talented. Right now, she's a full-time mom. But in the past, she was a private chef. She made very good money working as a private chef. But my life is not I don't live to sit here and live in her shadow and support her. I mean, that's not my idea. That's not what a masculinity is to me. Now, if my wife wants to work, she can work. She can do whatever she wants. But this idea that there's a new breed of man out there that's supposed to just sit back and watch their wife succeed and support her, and that's it. And look, anybody who's married, I mean, look, the left obviously could easily take this and say, oh, what's he talking about? Because they're stupid people. Any married person understands roles that you have to take on. There are roles to be filled. There are things that have to be done, sacrifices that have to be made, and you support one another. It goes both ways, and it's in different ways. But, men and women are different. And again, I just want to remind you, so if you want to call in, questions, comments, whatever, the phone lines are open. It's 844-769-2944. Again, it's 844-769-2944, and you press 1. I think I want to do this. This is a longer clip. This is a longer clip, but I think it's important because here's the thing. The Democrat Party, Kamala Harris, is proposing price controls, Soviet Union, communism, stunts. She's proposing now that, she partner with the housing industry to build houses for rent. I mean, this is communism. I have been to Moscow, not like Bernie Sanders. I didn't honeymoon there. I don't love the Soviet Union. But when I lived in Italy, I had an Italian friend who ended up marrying this Russian girl. And by the way, she doesn't live in Russia. She lives in Italy. But I was invited to go with them to stay with her parents in Moscow. And they lived in these giant concrete slabs that were devoid of any kind of happiness, joy, They were cold. They were impersonal. And these were built under communism. And her family was apparently well off. But they all lived in these giant concrete slabs that were places of depression, of hopelessness. And that's what you get. That's what Kamala Harris is talking about, because that's what's necessary when you impose price controls and you take away the free market and you try and deal with inflation by printing money and so on and so forth. You create scarcity. You create a black market. You create hoarding. And you have to build housing. And so this is what is in your future. And what my point is, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's 2024. The United States of America is the crown jewel of civilization. The reason we've been so successful is because we improved upon mankind's comprehensive collective experience with failure over the past, millennia. And so that's why we have this republic. That's why we have the separation of powers. That's why we have God-given rights. I mean, these are novel concepts. I mean, they were floating in the ether. They came from the pulpits in America, but we put them on paper. We made a constitution. We declared our independence, and here we are. So we know what works, and the Democrats want to reverse engineer to take us back to that which doesn't work. That's what's amazing. So how do you deal with inflation? What's going to happen if Kamala Harris imposes her type of Soviet-style restrictions on the economy and so on and so forth to provide a so-called cure? It's not like we don't know what's going to happen. It's not like we don't know what the cure should be. It's not like we don't know that what she's offering is poison. We do. We know all this. We know all of this. So anyway, go ahead. And this is Milton Friedman, about a minute and 50 seconds, I think, but a true genius, a true genius. Here's him talking about what happens when you propose the types of economic, solutions that Kamala Harris and the Democrats are proposing. Go ahead and play cut eight. Go.
I am afraid that the chances that we shall have price and wage controls are unfortunately not negligible. It is a device that governments have repeatedly resorted to try to cover up the effects of their own policies. It is offered as a cure for inflation. It is not a cure for inflation. It has never been a cure for inflation. It is an alleged cure that is far worse than the disease, because its effect is to repress the symptoms, to repress the consequences of the more basic force. I always say that if you want to analyze wage and price control, the simplest analogy that brings it home is to think of a kettle on your stove in which there's water and the water is boiling. It's got a cover on it, and the boiling water is threatening to throw the cover off. Now, obvious sensible thing to do is to turn down the heat under the kettle. Another thing you can do is to take a brick and put it on top of the kettle. And at the same time, turn up the heat. That is precisely what President Nixon did in 1971, when he simultaneously put a brick on top of the kettle by freezing prices and wages, and at the same time launched on a more expansive monetary and fiscal policy, which turned up the heat under the kettle. And what happened? The lid of the kettle blew up. You held it down for a little while, and then you had a 12%, 13% inflation. That has been the experience every time, not simply over the last 20, 30 years, but for 2,000 years. Emperor Diocletian tried the same thing in Rome 2,000 years ago with identically the same results. So I have nothing but a negative opinion about wage and price controls.
Well, there you have Milton Friedman. He talks about going back to Roman times. So that's my point. We know what works. The Democrats are not smart. They're not intelligent. They're not superior to us. They are us stupid people with stupid solutions that don't work. We have a caller. I want to go to Esther in Washington. Let's bring her on. Hi, Esther.
Hello. And your name is Drew Allen, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, good. Well, it's nice to meet you, Mr. Allen, and thank you for being on the Power Hour. And you can hear me all right, right?
Yep. You've got a great voice, too.
Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate that. So I have a little bit of a, it's not a rant, it's an understanding that has come upon me. And I'd like to share it with you, and please comment if you feel like you'd like to. I'll start, okay? The African...
Yep. Try and do it in about 60 seconds because we've only got like 3 minutes left, okay?
Okay. The African Americans went through persecution for centuries. Persecution so horrid that it is unbearable to bring to our consciousness now. It's harsh. And then by the time we reached 2016, we now had the Black Brethren of America and the white relations. And when I say white, I mean Italians and Irish and Hispanics and all the other races, right? We've reached a conclusion that skin color doesn't matter. It's personality that matters. And by 2016, we were really going ahead with really good relations, right? But that's when Trump came in, and then that's when all of a sudden we have the Obama Communistic Party. They worked diligently to bring about Black Lives Matter, through Black Lives Matter, to resurrect the skin color biasness. And then look at the supporting cast that the leaders, the globalist leaders are using right now to perpetuate this continual racism. And who are they using? Well, Barry Soto, a.k.a. Obama, Big Mike, and now the camel. And what do they have all genetically in common? They're from the black races. And, okay, so now we have, it's so obvious that they're using black people to represent the United States to enslave all the races of the United States into a communist party.
They are. I'll comment real quick, Esther, because we got like 40 seconds left. Look, I mean, this is what the Democrats have been doing for a long time. It's race baiting. They have controlled the black population. It originates because they couldn't win elections without black votes. They discovered this in the 20s with Hoover and after that. And so they have been determined to imprison blacks in this country, and they depended upon their votes. Now they're trying to replace them, of course, with the illegals that are coming across the border and everything else. But yes, these individuals are useful idiots. They're willing to take advantage of quote unquote black people and everything else, because look, the Barack Obamas of the world are worth, you know, $70 million. They don't care. They need these people for their power as well. So it's a plantation mentality as well. But we're fighting against that. And we have to keep preaching the message of equality and the originalism of the founding fathers, and we will prevail. Esther, thank you so much for your call. I just didn't time it great here, so we kind of ran out of time. But hopefully I'll be back here and we'll have a chance. You can call in again and we can have a longer discussion about this. But, you know, it's really been a pleasure being with you. This is Drew Allen, the Millennial Minister of Truth. Until next time.
Is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give. For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.